Toward the One, the perfection of love, harmony, and beauty, the only being, united with all the illuminated souls who form the embodiment of the Master, the Spirit of Guidance. Take a few deep, even breaths to center yourself. Whenever I drum for the dances of universal peace, I feel very privileged. I've been given a sacred trust. I put myself at the service of the dances, of the people who come to dance, and to the dance leader, and of course, ultimately, to the Creator. When we all work toward the One and drop preconceived concepts of why we have come together, an unimaginable transmission may occur. If I am already filled with thoughts of how hot a drummer I am or how lousy a drummer I am, there is no room for anything new to happen. I miss the point. Instead, I just drum. I breathe. I sing. I am present to the needs of the circle and the dance leader. Let's start with the introductory Bismillah, which asks only for a simple beat and timekeeping. This is usually done as the first dance, and a harsh whack on the drum may be jarring. And because it is often an opening dance, steadiness is important to help the dancers begin to unite their rhythms. So just a gentle doom when the dancer's step is sufficient. The rest of the empty space is filled with light touching of the fingertips to keep the tempo even. Let's try this pattern. Beck doom, e doom, beck doom, e doom, beck doom, e doom, beck doom, e doom. I think you recognize that from side one. Let's try saying it a few times. Beck doom, e doom, beck doom, e doom, beck doom, e doom, beck doom, e doom. Let's play it. Beck doom, e doom, 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 beck doom, e doom. Now, as you play, try walking slowly to the sound of your drum. Whenever we hear the doom, take a step, so that we can more fully embody the dance. Step, 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 step. Let's sing the dance now through. I'll play the pattern strictly at first. And then after the first few times, I'll allow a few flourishes to naturally come into play, so to speak. Ready? The basic rhythm from side one in 4/4 time, which means you can count up to four over and over again. This is the melodic Ram Nam from the Hindu tradition. Let's speak the rhythm. Do me Becky, 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 do me Becky. Now allow your hands to play what you are speaking. Do me Becky, 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 do me Becky. And now that your hands are dancing, let's sing. Play Om Namah Shivaya, also from the Hindu tradition. This dance of the Lord of Transitions has three different feels to it. The first part, Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya, is more internal. So it requires only a minimum doom for the footsteps. The tempo does remain the same throughout the whole song, but the feeling changes. Let's try saying this variation from side one. Idum, ibek, idum, ibek, idum, ibek, and play it. Idum, ibek, idum, ibek, idum, ibek, idum, ibek, idum. Now, as the dance progresses, this section may get a bit more fiery, and you may want to do just a little bit more, such as idum, ibeki, beki, doom, ibeki, beki, doom, ibeki, beki. Keeping in mind that the ibeki, bekis are no more than just taps, they're not emphasized hits. I'm gonna try singing this just once. Om Namah Shivaya, Om Namah Shivaya. All right, now we'll go on to the middle section, which increases in energy but not in speed. In other words, instead of doom beck, doom beck, we'll be playing doom becky, doom becky, doom becky, doom becky, the first variation on side one. See how the words from that section fit in here. Shivaya Namah Om. Shivaya Namah Om. Shivaya Namah Om. Shivaya Namah Om. All right, the word Shivaya Namah-o. The third section has a lot of energy, and the drumming can reflect that. Of course, the drum is a very powerful instrument and can take over in any situation, but that's not the point here, so we add just enough fire and no more. We can play the basic pattern for this part, except in this case, all four beats are emphasized, even the E sound made with the undominant hand. You'll need to lift up your elbow in the air so that the lazy little hand you haven't been using much can get into the drum head better. It will sound like this. All right, let's play the whole dance through a couple of times and practice flowing from one energy, one pattern, to the next, smoothly. Now, sometimes in this dance, the tempo might speed up, and as the drummer, the percussionist, it's our job to make sure that it keeps on an even speed and tempo, so that when we go back to the first section, we can still sing at the same tempo. Remember, the sections are the first section, that's more internal, the second section, then we go back to the first section, which is more internal, and then we go back to the fiery part.
Yemaya rhythm, which is a traditional rhythm from Brazil. It's on tape 5, and the version on this particular tape is a little more correct than that. Here's the rhythm, the traditional rhythm. Doom, doom, tacky, tacky, doom, doom, Becky, Becky, 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 doom, doom, Becky, Becky. Notice there are two dooms, which makes it an interesting rhythm. Let's try just the rhythm by itself. Let's try singing this along with the rhythm. An African drum may be used for this tape. I am using still the same doombek.
I use an Irish boron to take the place of a frame drum used by Western and Plains Indians. I have a rounded, wooded beater. Traditionally, a padded beater is used. Let's play the same rhythm again on whatever drum you have. And this time, let's concentrate on our breathing as we play. It is an excellent personal practice and internalizes your timekeeping skills. Let's breathe in and out, and in and out, in and out, and in. Try walking with this now, still breathing and walking. I'm going to add some words of two different dances. We circle around, we circle around the boundaries of the earth. We circle around, we circle around the boundaries of the earth. Hi-ya, hi-ya, hi-ya. Close off the tape, we'll play the Zoroastrian sun dance, which is full of sun energy and radiating energy, and it will really bring the level of energy up in your dance meeting. I'll just teach you one more thing, which is the pop, and it really brings a fire energy. One takes the hand near the edge of the drum and curls the fingers at the very last minute. So the drum head is not allowed to ring or vibrate, it just stops it. You'll hear me doing that at the end of the sentences. Just pick up the rest of the rhythms. It's basically the first basic rhythm. May all beings be well. May all beings be happy. Peace, peace, peace. Ya salam.